over Colgate on Saturday. What did you like about the way your guys performed?
I thought we came out. I mean, it was a little interesting with the lightning delays that we had. So instead of a 6 o'clock kickoff, it was probably closer to 6:40, 6:45. So, you know, we had to wait a little bit up front, and then we got, oh gosh, maybe 7 minutes or so of the first quarter in before we were forced off the field again for another hour and 20 minutes. So I was pleased with the way we came out of the locker room after the delay. I think our guys are running around and playing pretty physical football right now. I think we scored on our first four possessions of the first half, and we held them to a field goal, and then they got a touchdown. So our guys are playing hard right now, which I'm excited about. And like I said, you never know how you're going to handle delays like that, but I thought our guys handled that really well also.
First question this morning from David Melander. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Coach, how do you think your players handled the two weather delays on Saturday?
As I just stated, Dave, I think they handled it well. I'm happy we were home, because usually you have a little more space on your home facility than maybe you do at a visiting team locker room. So our guys were able to get in the locker room and, you know, get in the weight room a little bit and just spread their, you know, spread out a little bit and not get overheated, because it was really humid out with that lightning coming through. So they were, I thought they handled it well, you know, because I can't remember the last time we've had one, to be honest, in our area here for a home game. So I thought our guys handled it well. I thought we came out in both situations ready to play. And, you know, we ended a little later than we anticipated, but as long as we got the W, it's all good.
How about the play above your quarterback, Watson, who had his first 300-yard passing game?
Yeah, Connor's doing a good job managing the offense. And, you know, he put the ball on the money in a number of situations. He had 2 1-yard runs for touchdowns. And, you know, he's doing what he needs to do right now, and he's improving every week, and he's doing a good job rallying the guys around him. So we're excited about what Connor's doing. We had a lot of explosive plays. So he had 300 yards, but it was only on 8 completions out of 11 attempts. So there was a couple other plays where, you know, I think he got sacked 2 times, and I think he scrambled a couple. So it's not that we only attempted 11 pass plays, but Connor's doing a nice job right now, taking what the defense is giving him. And like I said, there was a couple throws. He really did a great job putting the ball on the money, and that allowed us to get big chunks of yardage at times.
What are your first impressions about facing Central Florida on Saturday?
Well, whenever you're playing up, you know, they're always going to have more people. Our roster is fairly limited with our 92 players. I'm not sure the total number they have on their roster, but usually they just have more guys that they're allowed to roll through. And we've played those FBS opponents. A lot of times you just see a lot more guys, so they try to stay more fresh than you're able to do. And they're big, fast, and physical. What can you say about them? They're a good program. Coach Melzon does a phenomenal job down there. They play a high tempo offense. They're aggressive and big on defense. And, you know, we're going to have to go down there and perform a really well to have an opportunity to go down there and, you know, be 1-0 this week.
Last one for me is, how would you say the play of your defense looked on Saturday?
Our defense is doing a good job. We gave up a couple things here and there in the past game. We're doing really well against the run right now. We held them to 33 total yards on 31 attempts. Now, the sacks did count into that, so they had a little more yardage gained, but then with the lost yardage, it added up to that stat. But our defense, like I said, we're tackling better right now this year than maybe we have in some other early season games in the past. Our guys are making some really nice open field tackles when they have the opportunity to do so. And then the other thing that I'm excited about is when we do have an opportunity to get more hats to the football, we have a lot more gang tackling right now than maybe we had. So I'm excited about the way our defense is playing. When I said we're playing fast and physical, a lot of it is, you know, referencing our defense right now.
All right. Thank you.
Mark, your next question from Martin Arditi. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. Coach, Staying on that line about the defense, it seems like you're getting a lot of active play by the linebackers. Can you talk about guys like Abraham and the rest of that linebacking unit and what you've seen out of them?
Yeah, Danny runs around well. Obviously, you got Shane there in the middle, and we have, you know, some other guys that are doing a good job for us there. We're rolling some guys through. We have a little more depth there than maybe we've had in the past, so we're able to, you know, rotate guys a little more frequently right now. As long as we stay healthy, that's a good thing, including in the secondary. But our linebacker, our defense is designed to have our linebackers be active and make plays. And right now we're fortunate enough that they are doing that. So Shane's a really smart football player. He was our leading tackler a year ago as a first-time starter. I think he's leading our team in tackles right now after week two. And then you got, you know, Richie Kimmel, who's jumping in there and getting a lot of snaps for us right now. You got Danny Abraham. And then Brendan Bell is a really good player. He played a lot for us last year also. So these guys, they run well. They fly to the football. They're just understanding the defense. Last year, you know, we had a new coordinator, Ross Pennypacker. So this is the second year with what Ross wants them to do. And for all three of them, it's the second year they're starters. So, you know, you get 2 years under your belt with the system, you're going to be a little more comfortable, and it's going to allow you to play a little faster.
I asked you this last week. Just any update on Jaron Hayek?
Yeah, Jaron suited up and went through the warm-up. I don't know if you noticed that from last week. And then with the delay, he ended up taking his pads off once we came in after that hour and 20-minute delay. So he was on the sideline suited up. We probably weren't going to use him, but, you know, he was telling us if we needed to use him, he's ready to go. So I'm anticipating we'll have Jaron for full practice tomorrow, but we don't do anything on Monday, you know, as far as them just getting in the training room and maybe getting in and watching film on their own. Monday's our day off from practice perspective. So I'm hoping and I'm anticipating from what I've seen and what I've heard so far that he'll be full practice tomorrow.
One last thing, if I could. John Rice Plumlee, he's a dual threat for Central Florida. Just your thoughts on what you got to do in defending a guy like that.
Yeah, he's a really good quarterback. We did watch the game. They had a last-second field goal to win the game against Boise. I'll leave it up to Coach Melzon to give everyone updated status on that quarterback that you just referenced, because it looked like he took a pretty significant hit on the last drive of the game. So your guess is as good as mine as whether or not we're even going to face him. But if we do face him, yes, he is a dual threat guy. They get the ball out quick. He can run with the football. And like I said, their whole team overall, big, physical, fast, and up-tempo. So, and if he's in the game, obviously we have to get ready to defend him and be ready to go. And if not, I'm sure they have a more than capable backup that they're going to put in there against us.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, Mark.
Mark, before I let you go, I want to go back and touch a little bit more on Connor Watkins's day. You know, the great stat from Dave and Dean, 300 yards on only 8 completions, a pretty incredible number. A couple of big plays to Jalen and Rajon as well. How much does your run game and maybe his ability to run open up some of those big plays for you in the pass game?
Well, they did try to load the box. They brought some safeties down and added them to the box. There was a couple times where you're looking on the film and it's like, okay, well, there's 8 guys within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. We might need to throw this one. You know, so maybe the rushing game of the week before allowed us to have a little bit more things open up in the pass game. But some of it was on play action, and some of their guys, quite frankly, just probably got their eyes caught in the backfield a little bit and jumped a route when maybe they shouldn't have. So, and Connor was very accurate. You know, he threw some deep balls and he threw some, you know, things in the dead zones of a cover two and down the middle. And our guys did a great job, you know, getting yards after the catch as well to create some of those explosives. So, yeah, Connor's doing a good job. And like I said, some of it was, you know, the RPO game. Some of it was in the drop back game. But he put the ball where it needed to be in most cases. And again, you know, if you got one-on-one coverage and that one guy misses that first tackle, you know, you're going to get some significant yardage after that.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time this morning. Safe travels to Orlando, and look forward to talking again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Right, thank you.
Thank you.